Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 53 of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and I'm bringing you this special on-location episode from Traumatica at Europa Park in Rust, Germany. You heard there just a snippet of our special one-time sponsor for this special on-location episode, international recording artist Carla Michaels with her song Bad and Beautiful. You heard just a snippet there. Hang around to the end of the show where you'll be able to hear the entire song in full. Really, really good song. Also, head over to her YouTube channel, Carla Michaels. You can check out the awesomely sexy music video there as well. So, yes, like I say, episode 53 from Traumatica. We're going to go straight in with it. Hope you enjoy.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Right then, guys, so before we actually start our Traumatica experience this evening here at Europa Park, they actually have a maze open from 10 till 5 throughout the daytime, which I think is occupied actually as one of the attractions in the evening, but they make it into their own little attraction during the daytime. This year, it's all in German, so I can't really say what it is.
Go on, give it a go.
Die Main des Hemfestos.
Le Main Differ. Because looks like I a mine. Can see miners' hats.
Yeah. Oh, so, hold on, we're going to go in. I don't think we're allowed to record in, so we'll let you know what it's like when we get out. Right then, guys, so we just come out of our first ever maze from
first
the
first ever.
first ever maze of this weekend, and it was sort of like a maze to ease you into things because obviously we're not here for the Traumatica yet. This is a daytime one. Die Main des Hempestos, or La Main de Mess. I don't know how to say it. But basically, it was awesome. It was sort of like you were in dark undercover caves. One of us had a helmet on which had a flashing light, and it would strobe, it would switch off, it would go light. It was similar.
Haunted Lantern.
To the Haunted Lantern one. They have them at Alton Towers now, on Skin Snatchers. So, yeah, similar kind of thing. It was relatively short, and it wasn't that impactful, obviously, because it's a daytime one for all families. But it was quite enjoyable nonetheless. Would you say, Kate Munro?
Yes, I rather enjoyed it. The theming was awesome.
The theming is gorgeous in there. For an attraction that's only here for a few weeks of the year, the actual theming inside, like I say, it looked like you were actually down in mines and caves. It looked pretty good.
Definitely.
Thanks, Hannah. So, right, okay. So that was just a little snippet, a little bit of a preview from what's to come tonight. We'll see you tonight. Hey there, Scare fans. So we are here for an evening of Traumatica at Traumatica Horror Nights here at Europa Park. I just explained on our live video, but guys, this is a brand new horror event at Rust, Germany. We're going to be going through all the attractions. We've got The Shadows, we've got Ghouls, we've got The Fallen, we've got The Resistance, we got all five. It's going to be absolutely awesome. So join us for the ride. We're going to go through each house. Yeah, see you in a bit. Right then, guys, it's all gone dark here at Traumatica. We've got Leon Fuller and the Resistance.
Willkommen in einer Welt nach der Apokalypse.
Traumatica. Bienvenue dans un monde post-apocalyptique.
Unbekannte Kreaturen herrschen und verbreiten Angst und Schrecken. Die Erde wird nun beherrscht von 5 Faktionen, die die Macht kämpfen.
La Terre est aux mains de 5 factions qui luttent pour le pouvoir.
Die Shadows sind die Herrscher über die neue Welt. Sie warten auf den Einbruch der Dunkelheit, frisches Blut zapfen zu können.
Les Shadows sont les seigneurs de ce nouveau monde. Ils attendent la tombée de la nuit pour surgir et s'abreuver de sang frais.
Die Ghouls lauern in stockfinsteren Höhlen und Gruben auf unschuldige Beute.
Right, guys, as you can tell, it's all in German. So,
it's just explaining what each faction is. So they've just said the Shadows, you know, the monsters of the underworld, the Ghouls, the demented Shadows of the underworld, really. Now they're explaining the Ghouls, which we've explained previously. I think now we're going to go on to the pack.
So yeah, but like I say, because it's audio and because all this is in German, we'll leave it to it. Join us on the road, we're going to go through some mazes. Right then, guys, so they have just done the opening ceremony and they've done a massive bash of smoke and we can't see a thing, and we're going through our first scare zone of the night, Battle for Traumatica. It's basically, as soon as you get in, we've got people from the Pact here chained up trying to get us. Is this
a
resistance up there? Are they going to protect us or are they going to hurt us? We just don't know. Okay, we're going. Right, they're here to protect us from the Pact, it would appear.
But they're not being nice about it.
No, not. More people from the Pact. What we do love about Europa Park, Traumatica Horror Nights, same with Horror Nights beforehand, they just put you straight in to a scare zone.
Yeah.
And it brings...
There's no room for, that was a nice show. Like, you're straight in.
Oh, and there's a nice bright light so you can barely see. That's a good little scare.
Yeah.
What I like is that they haven't, just noticed in so far, they haven't split up all the factions. Like, every faction was in the scare zone. I think that's going to be the theme of the night. All the different factions just against each other, and we're just caught up in this post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
And there we go, that was a Battle for Traumatica.
We're the first to
walk through it this evening. It was really fun. Right, we're going to keep on going. Join us for the fun. Right then, guys, we are about to go through the very first scare attraction of the night. We are doing Shadows. So Shadows and Ghouls are next to each other, over by the Poseidon area. And this looks pretty cool. This is where previously they've had things like the mummy kind of houses, so I'm quite excited to see it.
A bit weird when you think this is a scare maze in a queue line,
yeah,
but for some reason it worked when it was zombies, it's worked when it's been mummy, and I'm just hoping it works as Shadows.
Yeah, totally. So we're not actually allowed to take audio inside of these mazes along with video as well, which is totally understandable. However, we might be able to sort out something sneaky a little bit later. It's getting a bit loud, so guys, we'll see you when we come out of the Shadows house. Right then, guys, we just came out of Shadows, the Legion of Blood maze, and I really, really enjoyed it. It was the first maze of the night. Scenes in there, beautiful. Some great set pieces. A couple of scares here and there. It was more an atmospheric house than a scary house,
yeah.
But still enjoyable nonetheless, and really good scenes in there.
I wouldn't say there's big scares, and I'm not looking for big scares from this attraction this year. But on a storyline and on an aesthetically pleasing line, yeah. Shadows hit the nail on the head there, and it makes me excited for what else there is.
Yeah, definitely. And Kate, that was your first ever Europa Park maze, other than the sneak preview we had earlier. What did you think?
I was quite into it. Like,
said, it's not so much big on the scares, it's more kind of immersing you into the environment. And one thing I've picked up on is the makeup is pretty creepy.
And you're
and I'm
you
a
should
makeup
know.
Artist.
You should know.
So, yeah, makeup gets top marks and creeped me out big time.
Well, yeah, the makeup of this event, it really is awesome. We actually went through the attraction and the people behind us were the makeup team. I recognised a few of them from a few documentaries. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So that was a Shadows Maze. So we're going to do a few more now. We'll see you in a little bit. Right then, guys, our next maze or house of the night is going to be the PAX maze of the Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet is actually a huge bar next door to the PAX house as well. So we're really looking forward to this. This one's the more so werewolf gang, a biker gang. There's bikes out here. It looks like that you're going into sort of like their garage kind of layer. The motorbike garage next to their Silver Bullet bar. So really looking forward to it. We're now in sort of like the main hub of Horror Nights, Traumatica Horror Nights. Main hub usually has most of the mazes. This year they've just got the three mazes here and then two more in the main theme park area. The facades are looking awesome. What'd you say?
Definitely, I think it's the most sort of detailed a facade has ever been from Europa Park. I don't think they've actually made much effort on facades before. It's just sort of been big marquees. They've probably put a couple of branches up every now and again, a little tiny bit of theming.
There's a few that have looked okay. Labour looked quite good.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's to this extent. Like right now, I'm looking at a warehouse, not a marquee. So an actual structural building, but they've made it look like a concrete warehouse.
Yeah, it does look pretty impressive. So we're quite excited to get inside this one. And then at 8 o'clock, we're meeting someone very special. We'll tell you in just a little bit on what's happening there. But before that, like I say, we're not allowed to take audio in this house. So bear with us a little bit. Well, it's house.
It's
house, maze. It is.
Hey.
So we're going to go through Silver Bullet, the pack, and we'll tell you what we think as soon as we get out. Woo, right then, guys, we just came out of Silver Bullet, the pack. Inside, again, visually stunning. Some of the best theme mazes we've ever seen. And we love the whole sort of biker bar of people getting scared by the shadows. We love the biker bar sort of theme. There's a pole dancer in there. It's sort of like a werewolf with six boobs.
Oh, it's a dog.
It's
has
a dog.
More than one.
Yeah, it's only in
it's
Europa
logical.
Park.
Only,
oh! The shadows got Kate Monroe again. Kate Monroe is screaming the loudest I've ever heard her scream. So the pack, Silver Bullet, really awesome. Some great scenes in there. There are going to be some spoilers here. Basically, chainsaw finale chased us out the door. Kate was taken into the bar and put into a corner screaming. And then he got Hannah on the way out. Yeah, that chainsaw guy at the end was absolutely awesome. Yeah, so Silver Bullet, the pack. Wow, really enjoyed it. So, guys, we've actually taken a breather already. We've been through a scare zone and two mazes. We haven't used our Shockster passes yet. If you're not too sure what a Shockster pass is, Shockster is basically this year's version of an Express Pass. As a lot of you may know, Europa Park actually don't do Express or Fast Track for absolutely anything in the park, which we like. It means that everyone's fair. They do have a return time ticket system now for Volitarium, which is their new flying theatre, which is okay, very Soarin-esque, but better than Soarin, I think. It's more themed, well, better. But anyway, this isn't a theme park podcast. This is a scare attraction podcast. I went on my geek. So we're now chilling out in the bar, which is the Silver Bullet Bar. It's right next to the pack. And it's really nice, actually. It's proper, big, nice bit of theming, lots of people having food and drinks. It's much better than what they used to have with just the little sprung tents up. They were good, they served a purpose, but for the event getting bigger and bigger, it's better to have these sort of proper structures here. Obviously, they've got the smaller outlets still popped up here and there. But it's good that this event now has a proper big bar and food area where people can go and get some food and drink. Right, well, we're just going to meet up with someone here. I'm going to explain what's happening in just a little bit. Right, we are very, very lucky because we are now going through the Fallen House and we're
very good friends with someone from Traumatica Management who are letting us record in this one house, so it's going to be really awesome. That means you'll be able to hear Kate actually scream.
Kate screams amazingly. We've never heard Kate scream before.
Hello. Right there, guys, we are now going into the Fallen House. Join us for the ride.
Ingefällig.
Oh! Whoa, I'm soaked. Whoa, that stinks. Oh. There was a scary lady at the end. Scared to go past. It's okay. Stunning. Where do we go?
Meine Meise waren schon auf euer Bildung.
Oh, we're going through trouble!
Geht in euer Blut!
Woo! There we go, that was awesome. So then, guys, we have just come out of the Fallen House, as you heard, and thank you so much to the Traumatica Management. They let us go in, they let us record audio, visual, and take photos of their Fallen House. So thank you so much to the Traumatica guys. I know that's been a big no-no. I don't think I've seen a photo or a video of inside the house yet. I think we were the first ones who were allowed to do that. So thank you so much to the Traumatica management team. They couldn't help us enough. And we're sure we'll be seeing them a little bit later on, hopefully at the Vampires Club, which we'll talk about a little bit later. So, guys, the Fallen, It's just beautiful, isn't it?
I loved it. I loved the whole crazy, wacky theme. Like, I loved the fact that all the actors in there were having so much fun being crazy and wacky. I didn't love the fact that an actor threw what was meant to be wee on me.
And like, it stunk in there. He threw wee on us.
that was on my glasses the whole way around.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Kate, your third maze down, did you enjoy it?
I thought it was a visual feast, Mikey.
A visual feast,
I thought
Kate?
It was, yes. I thought it was one that's creepy and eerie. I didn't get so many jump scares. I think what gets me is more that stuff. I get engrossed in looking at everything.
It's beautiful.
Whereas like the pack, that's the kind of stuff that gets me screaming. Whereas this one was more, I was engrossed in looking at it. And there was one particular scene I really liked with, without giving too much away, a blind girl.
Yeah,
I really like that. It's quite clever and it's very much watching them doing what they're doing, and I enjoyed it.
They've definitely got the Promenade Theatre thing, not bang on the nail here. It's more Promenade Theatre with a couple of scares here and there. That the Fallen House, and it looks beautiful. Check our Facebook page from the weekend of the 6th and 7th of October to see all the photos. Again, we've pulled up a sort of a montage video as well to check it out because it looks beautiful. Right, we're going to go and do Resistance. Resistance is our fourth maze of the evening. Then we got Ghouls next. So, yeah, join us for Resistance. Right then, guys, we are now about to go through Operation Rage, which is the Resistance House. We've just gone through a little bit of a cornfield, actually, like a cornfield scare zone, which was pretty fun. A few scares up there. So we're now in the queue for Operation Rage, and we'll let you know what we think on the way out.
Rage!
Rage!
What?
Rage.
Rage.
Whew. Right, now, I know we haven't been through all the mazes yet, we've still got one more to go through, but Operation Rage, The Resistance, spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
Oh my god.
That's probably one of my favourite mazes ever of Horror
Nights.
That's
the loudest I've heard you scream in a very long time.
That was awesome.
We kept changing positions of where we were in the queue and who we needed to hold on to.
We kind of managed to go through
as a three.
I don't know how it happened, but we did. It was awesome. There was, spoiler alert again, that guy on the bungee at the end.
Oh, that was intense.
It was sort of like you'd gone into a battle and it was sand on the floor and there were people watching.
Everywhere.
There was about five actors in just that one scene alone.
Yeah. And it just like there was... Oh my god, I don't even know. They just come from everywhere.
They came from that was my favourite. And
I loved the storyline of that maze.
Yes.
So, like, you had the different factions. So you had your typical, like, you're in a horror maze, there's a dentist chair, you know, scary dentist noise. You had that, you had that typical scare, but it was a dentist pulling out the fangs of a shadow creature. Yeah. And then you had the same with someone doing electric shock treatment on a fallen creature. Like, it just worked so well.
It was actually quite nice to see, like, those scenes, like, the guy with the dentist guy, and him not come for you, watching him attack them, and the anticipation then really
scary.
Built up. It actually put me on edge even more.
Absolutely. It was the, sort of the best, I think, so far, of a mixture of both theatrical and scares at the same time. Theatrical and scares, Operation Rage, amazing. Right, we're about to go through Gypsy Hollow. Join us for the ride, guys. So, Gypsy Hollow is quite cool. There's not lots of actors in it at the moment, so we're going to go back through it a little bit later, but it's nice and atmospheric, and it's actually the perfect cut through to get from the main sort of hub where the three houses are right over to the other side to basically where the ice show is. We've just come out now and we are in the queue for the ice show, so perfect. Let's enjoy this ice show, and then we've got one more attraction to do, which is Ghouls. So, guys, we are now here at Traumatica on Ice. It's no longer Horror on Ice. It's at Traumatica on Ice, Rise of the Shadows, is it? So, it's going to be awesome. The set already looks really cool on the ice. I've managed to find the seats that are directly in front of a stripper pole. So I think we've got the best seats in the house, to be honest. We're not allowed to record or take any photos of the show. I'm going to do a little bit of audio, but obviously you won't be allowed to see it. But guys, if you get
see audio.
Exactly, that's my point. I can do audio, but you can't see it. We're going to watch some Traumatica on Ice. Then we've got one more attraction to do. We've got Ghouls, and then we'll sort of have a bit of a rundown of the whole event. I mean, we still haven't been through all the scare zones, and we haven't seen any Roman hordes yet as well, because we've just sort of bashed out maze after maze after maze. So we'll have a little bit of wonder around the ambiance, and then we'll have an overall sort of review of Traumatica. So far, so good. So far, my favourite house has got to be Resistance, but I think we'll get on to that at the end. We all got our favourite houses. We've all got our favourite factions that I'm sure we'll be buying the T-shirts for. So, yeah, guys, we're going to enjoy Traumatica on ice, and we'll chat to you when we go through our last attraction. Right then, guys, so we have just come out of Traumatica on ice, Rise of the Shadows. You can tell why it's called that, because the theme this year is mainly about the Shadow faction. It was really good. Hannah just said it's probably one of the best shows you've seen ever, Horror Nights.
Yeah, I think it's the best show I've actually seen on ice ever, not even just at Horror Nights.
And we've been here since Horror Nights 7.
Yeah, I think this year, like, I'm not knocking any sort of previous year's talents on ice, but I think this year, I don't know whether it's they've hired more professional people that are ice skaters, but there just seems to be a higher quality talent on the ice as previous years, and this year followed a storyline, which I thought was really good, because it usually sort of dips in and out of the storyline, whereas the whole show sort of followed one linear story.
Yeah, there's a story. Obviously, there's little sections where they had, I mean, those strippers, stripper poles. Didn't really fit in, but fair enough, it was there.
But that was just a diversion tactic, so you didn't watch what they were setting up on stage.
I was not looking at anything else. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Then they had the guy on a chain. Guys, obviously you won't know what I'm about, but if you come over here to Traumatica, check out the guy on the chain. It was awesome. But yeah, the show was good. Like I say, it was mainly about shadows and how the shadows wanted to wreak revenge on the resistance. But the thing I like about it is the fact that now there's definitely longevity with the ice show of telling stories. We didn't really hear much about the pack, ghouls. We didn't really, we didn't hear much about them as opposed to, or the Fallen even. The Fallen were there a bit at the beginning. So it's mainly the Rise of the Shadows. So it has got that longevity. Next year can be more about the Pact. The year after that could be out of the Ghouls. Kate, you've never seen an ice show here, but how was that for you?
I loved it. And the Resistance are pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
That is my verdict. That's my final comment.
Resistance, pretty damn cool.
End of.
So that was it. We have still got one more house or maze to go through. We've got ghouls to go through. I think it goes through the house that we went through earlier today with the mine house. So we've sort of seen it in daytime, but we haven't seen it at nighttime. But for now, we're here to try. It was new for last year. It was their Horror Nights Coastiality on their Atlantis ride. But this year, we're going to do the Traumatica version of their Coastiality on the Atlantica ride. If you don't know what Atlantica is, basically it's a Mack Dark ride, similar to the likes of Haunted Mansion,
Jewel,
a little bit different. It's basically a Mack Omnimover system, and in the daytime it's cheerful, you've got guns to shoot your little fish, your crabs and turtles, but this evening you put on a virtual reality headset and you get to shoot demons and zombies and monsters coming out of you. We did it for the first time last year. We're going to do it again this year. I don't know if there's any changes. It might be exactly the same, might be completely different, but who knows. All I know is that last year we really loved it, so we'll let you know what we think we'll get off. Right then, guys, we're now on the Traumatica virtual reality. It's very similar to last year. It's really fun though. You basically got your headset on, and I am currently shooting zombies out. Oh, coming at me. I got blood all over the screen because they're flying at. Oh my god. There's loads. I think it's more intense than last year actually. There's a lot more flying creatures coming at me and flying in heads, which are terrifying. Oh my god. Oh my god, what was that? I'm not a huge fan of virtual reality, but a little bit of scary stuff when it's not trying to be real, it's just trying to be fake, is really fun. So yeah, right, I'm losing, so I'm going to try and carry on. So then, guys, we've just come off the Traumatica VR. Yeah, Hannah won, as always. Shock horror. It's something that I wouldn't pay extra for, but it's something fun whilst you're here, do it once a night maybe. It's an extra bit of fun that's just offered here at Horror Nights, which is quite cool. So yeah, it was quite fun. Hannah, you have fun?
I had lots of fun, because I won.
Because you won. And Kate, enjoy it?
Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah.
Different, really fun. So, right then, guys, I think we're going to carry on with our last attraction. We're going to hang out in the central hub, and we'll see you on the other side. Okay then, guys, we're about to go through our last attraction, which is the Ghouls attraction. That basically inhabits the maze that we went through earlier, the sort of underground mine maze. So we're going to see if it's any different to the one earlier. So that's Ghouls, the Journey into Darkness. Right then, guys, we've just come out of our last attraction, Ghouls, Journey into Darkness. It was very similar to earlier, actually, wasn't it? It's basically in the old sort of cave surroundings, but they've made it a lot darker, a lot dingier. The theming, again, it's great for what it is. It's perfect. The ghouls are down in the ground. They're hiding sort of from everyone else. So it really works. It was really enjoyable. Not as many scares in that one. We did get to go through as a three, which was nice. We were through. If you were in a bigger group for that one, I think that you might miss a few of the scares. I'd say it's probably one of the least scarier ones, but still fun nonetheless. Hannah, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't scary. It was essentially just going through the cave or the crypt or whatever sort of incarnation they've had the same maze at for the last few years. It was enjoyable. I wouldn't put it as a scary maze at all. I think it was exactly the same as it was this afternoon, well, without the lanterns.
Yeah, this afternoon we make a point that you actually put on helmets on your head, which are very similar to the haunted lanterns of the skin statues, Alton Towers. They didn't do that for this evening. Obviously, it'd be difficult with throughputs and whatnot. Kate, what did you think to that nighttime one compared to the daytime one?
Well, I still screamed lots, but I think I'm a bit on edge because it's my first Halloween event of the season.
I love
I think evening compared to daytime, I think it was... Daytime wasn't really so much jump scares. It was more just creepiness, I thought. And then this was very much jump scares, which, with me being on edge, therefore, I screamed.
There, you screamed,
but,
absolutely.
But I just love the setting there. Like, I'm coming brand new to it. I've never seen it before. I've never seen how they've improved it from previous ones, etc. To me, I'm just in awe of how beautiful the caves look.
And they I was do kind look of amazing.
I think I was distracted looking round, and that's why all the jump scares got me.
Perfect, why not? Well, on that note, we are going to go through a scare zone. This is the we've got scary people. Hannah, what's the name of the scare zone?
Something to do with shadows.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Let's check out. So we are about to go through Shadow Bay. It makes sense because there's loads of shadows around, and we're by the Bay of Poseidon. So we've got the water. Nice bit of theming. There we go. Oh, so there we go. Journey through Shadow Bay. A nice. I'm going to call it a relaxed scare zone. Nice bit. It's more atmospheric. The scare zones aren't scary as such. More atmospheric. But good. It looks pretty. So pretty next to Poseidon and the water flowing. So that was Shadow Bay. Kate's getting stalked by a shadow. See you later, shadows. So there we go. What we're going to do now, obviously, we've done all of the scare mazes. We're going to walk you through a little bit more sort of the scare zones, because we didn't do that as much earlier.
And we're going to get drunk.
Two apologies. If this audio is a little bit crackly, we do apologise. Don King, our recorder, had a bit of a battering during the journey here. And my voice is going from screams, so... Let's go through a few more scare zones, and we're also going to go through a few more mazes again, and we'll tell you what we think of them all and the overall event at the end of the night. Yeah. Right then, guys, another scare zone now. We are going to go through Battle for Traumatica. We did go through this right at the beginning of the night. But obviously, it's very different when it first starts compared to now. So we're going to walk through it. Hopefully, it'll be fun. The music's awesome. Hannah's getting stalked by a chainsaw wielding madman, and she doesn't know about it. She doesn't know. He got her. Getting attacked by the pass. I'm getting followed by the pack. He's still following me. I'm getting followed. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye bye. You're chasing me. Well, I just got chased. I'm no longer buying a pack t-shirt. Woo! Right then, guys, we have done every maze nearly, I think, twice now, and we're just in the queue for the Fallen to do that another time. We've done all the scare zones, we've done all the mazes, we have seen Horror on Ice, and we've seen some roaming hordes as well now.
We have done everything.
Yep, we have bossed it. So, right, before we get into sort of favourite mazes and all that, I want to mention a few things that Hannah's just said, how, and Kate as well. If you buy into this, you'll get more out of it. So if you buy into the whole Traumatica and we are Resistance, or no, we're the Pact, or depending on what faction you support, you will get more out of it. So for example, you go through each maze, and I was expecting each maze just to be inhabited by their people for each maze, but they're not. You go through a Resistance and you'll find a ghoul that's getting their...
On the sunbed,
yeah.
And a shadow having their teeth removed.
And the pack in cages.
And the pack are in cages. It's great how they interact, the two. There's been people coming up to Hannah. She's got little cat ears on today, so they've asked her if she's part of the pack because she looks a little bit like a wolf. She's also been asked if she's a shadow because she's got bats on her legs, her leggings. And we've noticed that if people are wearing the t-shirts of their favourite faction, they'll get interaction from the people
that are their faction,
from the actors roaming round. So, like we say, if you buy into it, give the public haven't been too sure about Traumatica because it's totally different. And don't get me wrong, Horror Nights for us, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And however, we weren't sure either. We were thinking like, oh God, is it going to be completely different? Are we not going to enjoy it? You know, Europa Park Horror Nights has always been an event that we've absolutely loved and looked forward to for the whole year. And, you know, it's got us through those dark nights at work. So we were nervous, but definitely this year, I think it's better.
And for year one as well, I think give it time. Like we said earlier with the ice show, give it years. Like the very first Horror on Ice, people probably weren't too sure about it, but the years went on, the story progressed, and like we say,
the story each year.
Familiar with the whole idea of it.
Absolutely.
As well.
And then there's no harm in more factions being created. Obviously, next year they're not going to want to come back with exactly the same mazes. They could have factions that spawn off other factions and have two different groups of the Fallen could fall out with each other.
This whole Pandora advert to me says there is a new creature being created.
Yeah, so, we haven't seen Pandora here at all.
No, we haven't seen it at all. So for me, like, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is how I see it in my head. The Pandora advert that's going around is an advert for next year.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, we've really enjoyed it. It's been awesome. So if you buy into it, you can have a fantastic time. So we've done all the mazes, guys. I think we have to go for favourites and why. But we can have honourable mentions on why there's something awesome.
The Resistance was my favourite until they made me down a pint of wine. Instead of, like, just throwing it in the bin or leaving it. You know, we thought there'd be a long queue. There was a long queue last time we went through the Resistance. So we thought there'd be a long queue. There was no queue.
We walked off.
And they made me down the entire pint of wine I had left over from dinner. And until that point, they were my favourite maze. And now I'm severely messed up. So they're not.
But as an actual maze,
it's my favourite.
Resistance is still your favourite.
Yeah.
Is there any main reason why?
I think the whole way through, I like the fact that it's all the factions are in that one maze. The Resistance are sort of torturing all the other factions in that one maze. I like the scares. I like the interactions. There is a guy in a bungee, which from we know at Bush Gardens, Hallow Scream, that I bloody love a bungee.
Kate, your first year here, you've done all the mazes twice now. What would be your favourite maze and why?
Resistance. I am Resistance.
You were thinking Pack earlier on.
I was, and then they changed my mind. I don't know, it's just the whole maze itself is quite epic, and like when you first start to go into it, you're greeted by quite a large room, and it kind of it overwhelms me a little bit. And the second time I knew where the scare was coming from, but the large room still overwhelmed me. But then there's just some scenes in it, particularly the end kind of scene with the bungee, and it's just epic.
That
loved
end
it.
Scene, you sort of can get so much out of it. You go in, the floor changes onto gravel, there's people above you shouting fight, 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 and it's literally like you've just walked into like ancient Greece times where they're getting fed to the lions, and then a guy on a bungee comes down. There's some great tactics in that maze as
even
well.
Even when you're expecting it, it still gets you.
Still got us, absolutely. It's in that maze, they have the great tactics, what we've known to love here at Europa Park. They have like their push button, so they push a button, light and sound flashes, they have a good scare with it, but they don't need that as well. They get you involved, they shout Resistance, they give you a high five. It's good. My favourite. Yeah, it's going to be Resistance as well. It's totally got to be Resistance. But we're going to go into our last attraction now. This is the Fallen. Last attraction of the night.
It's mad that we've all agreed on Resistance. I can say this because the group's just gone in. Because looking at other people's vlogs and other people's reviews, and you know, a couple of our friends have been here and stuff, Resistance hasn't been that top resounding favourite.
No.
But talking to that lovely lady from Europa
management
said it's the biggest seller on merch and the biggest favourite, but out of our group, it hasn't been.
No. It's obviously there's still time as well. We're early October here, so yeah, it'd be great to see how people think about them as time moves on. So guys, what you may not know is that on the peak night, so the Friday, Saturdays of Horror Nights, well, Traumatica at Europa Park, they have the Vampire Club open. Vampire Club is basically a nightclub that they make out of the Poseidon water rides. It's the Poseidon water rides station. Like, they put in a new floor, they take out all the boats, put in a bar, put in a stage, put in the poles for the dancers, and yeah, it's pretty awesome. So we're going to pull away Donking, but we're going to make some videos and stuff of the Vampire Club, so check that out over on our social media. We'll see you in a bit. So then guys, that brings us to the end of our night here at Traumatica Horror Nights at Europa Park, Germany. Hannah, have you had an awesome time?
I've had an amazing time.
Thank you. And Kate, your first ever time?
Yes, and I loved it, and I've bought into it, and I'm completely in love with Traumatica.
And tomorrow we will be back as different factions.
Yeah,
tomorrow
we're going to come back.
We will be at war.
We're not going to make a second podcast, so we just wanted to give our first reactions tonight. But yeah, we are going to be back tomorrow. We've all bought different faction T-shirts. I am the Pack, Hannah is Shadows, and we've got the Resistance with Kate. So poor ghouls and poor... Fallen, but
poor no one.
We are the badasses. So we're going to see how we interact with the actors tomorrow. But yeah, that does it for this episode. Like I say, we're going to go and get drunk in the Vampires Club.
Woo!
See you later, guys. Bye bye.
You're listening to Skeptrack.
So there we go, guys. That brings us to the end of episode 53, a special on-location episode from Traumatica Horror Nights at Europa Park in Rust, Germany. As you heard from that audio there, myself and our special guest host, Miss Kate Monroe, fantastic makeup artist, by the way, we had an absolutely amazing time at Traumatica. Like we said, we were unsure about it. It's a brand new event. We've absolutely loved Horror Nights the last 4 years we've been going. There's been 10 years of Horror Nights, and it's got a huge fan base. People absolutely love it, and there's been a little bit of an uproar. People are not too sure about Traumatica, but as it's been there a couple of weekends now, they've managed to iron out those first night kinks, and they've bought an event that is absolutely awesome. We really did buy into the whole theme, and we absolutely loved it. We spoke to some guys the day after, the management team, when we visited a meet and greet. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But it's basically now an event for two markets. There's the market like us, the people who really crave these scare attractions and really get into them. There's now an original IP that Mac Media and Europa Park Traumatica have created. They've basically created their own mini movie, their own IP. I've never seen that before in the whole of the UK, whole of Europe, the world even. So a big hats off to those guys. They've really sort of tried to push the boat out here, and it basically, like I say, two markets. We love it because we can get really deep into the story, into the arc, into the saga of what is to come over the next 10 years of Traumatica. There's going to be more stories, more interactions with the factions. You never know what happens in future years to come. So there's longevity there. It's really, really exciting. And then there's the other side of the target market. People who just want to go and get scared. And it works there as well. There's five different houses, five different types of characters. To them, there's not much difference, because it is just, I'm coming here to get scared, and scared you get. There's some great new techniques this year. The bungees, more theatrical scenes. The smell pots are amazing. So yeah, I can't big this event enough. Like they say, they really unfairly got some criticism at the beginning of the season. People just did not like change. Guys, embrace the change, because it's absolutely awesome. So if you guys want to go and get your tickets, if you're visiting Europa Park, make sure you get to Traumatica, www.traumatica.com. that's traumatica.com, traumatica.com. get your tickets, guys. We do suggest, if you're going on the weekend, sort of like a Saturday night, get a Shockster pass. It's well worth the money. You get to go to the front of the line on each of the attractions, and it's not like other places where you have an express pass and you're still waiting another 15-20 minutes. No, you literally just walk straight into the attractions. Get there early as well. Make sure you're there for 7 o'clock so you can see the opening ceremony with Leon Fuller and all the other factions, the music, the fire. It's the best opening to an event I've ever seen. And that's changed over time as well. They're always ironing out the kinks, always making it as a good event as possible. This is technically year one for them. They've had 10 years of Horror Nights, but this is a brand new event. So it's only going to get better and better, and we can't wait to get there next year. So guys, thank you so, so much for listening to episode 53. There's also going to be another episode from Traumatica in Europa Park. Episode 54 is a special mini episode from the International Fan Club of Traumatica meet and greet. We were lucky enough to be invited on this meet and greet. Kareem, the owner, managed to get us to have a meet and greet with Michael Mack, Leon Fuller, Bill McCoy, Sebastian, the creator of Horror Nights, the whole management team. We got to go behind the scenes. It really was a fantastic experience. So guys, look out, episode 54 coming very, very shortly, where we get to go behind the scenes of Traumatica. So that leaves us to the end of the show. Guys, if you want to get your merch, remember smart-fx.co.uk. And if you want to get your tickets for Traumatica, traumatica.com. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We are going to leave you now with our special one-episode sponsor. She's going to be sponsoring this entire episode. Thank you so much to Carla Michaels, international recording artist. We're going to leave you with her song, Bad and Beautiful. Enjoy.
Hey, it's me, Carla Michaels, and this is my song Bad and Beautiful on the Scare Track podcast. If you like it, pick up my debut album Heart Attack on carlamichaels.bigcartel.com and check out the Bad and Beautiful music video on YouTube. Keep in touch and get the latest news on my Facebook and Twitter pages.